This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes you go on a reporting trip, you got a plan for what you're going to do, and then circumstances change your mind. That's what happened to Lizzie O'Leary, the host of Marketplace Weekend, who's in Puerto Rico to follow up on some reporting she did late last year. She had a plan, and then the lights went out, literally, everywhere. They are back, and Lizzie is on the line. Hey, Lizzie, how are you?
Hi, Kai. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm well. Listen, first of all, tell me where you are, and second of all, what's the deal with the power, the latest you got?
I'm in Toa Baja, which is about 15 miles outside San Juan. It was an area that was really hard hit by Hurricane Maria. You can probably hear behind me there's some rain. We're at a FEMA and Small Business Administration site. We just talked to the mayor here. This place is running on generators, though power had been back in Toa Baja until yesterday. It's pretty much returned to the island. One of the hard things is getting accurate information. It kept coming in and out around our hotel last night, but it seems to be coming back as far as we can tell and as far as the electric company says.
So you were in Toa Baja, I guess, when you were there in November. What's changed in the, six, almost 7 months now?
There's a lot less debris. Some of the stoplights are working. There, you know, are more signs of life, more open businesses. But you can still tell that a major hurricane came through here. A lot of blue tarps still for roofs. This was an area that was also flooded pretty heavily from the river nearby. So they've got a long way to go.
Can you get a cup of coffee and a loaf of bread and go to the market?
Yes and no. It depends on where you are. We checked back in with a convenience store owner, and, you know, he's put about 75 grand of his own money into his store. But he does have supplies, slowly.
Okay, so before the power went out, you're originally going to go down there and report on, at least part of the reporting was going to be schools and education. What's going on with that on that island?
So there's a plan from the governor and the education secretary to close 283 schools here. They say it's largely because of population declines, both before the storm, because of the debt crisis, and after the storm. There's also a bill to convert some of the schools into charters and offer some vouchers. As you can probably guess, a lot of the parents and certainly the teachers' unions are not happy. We went to a protest at JFK Elementary School here in Toa Baja, which is slated to be closed.
Who's Julia? What are they saying?
Yeah, Julia is Julia Kelleher. She's the Secretary of Education. So that was teachers and kids, you know, little second graders marching around with signs. They're talking about Julia Kelleher, and I interviewed her, basically said, look, you are putting forth this fairly aggressive plan. A lot of people are not happy with it. What do you say to them, and kind of how do you move forward? And here's what she had to say.
We haven't bought books in probably 8 years. My kids don't have access to technology. So in order to be able to make that kind of investment and purchase the materials that they need, and in order to be able to pay teachers a better salary, they haven't gotten a pay raise in 10 years. I mean, part of this adjustment is to be able to serve other purposes, right? It's not just consolidating for the sake of consolidating. This is about a strategic use of the dollars that are available and a disciplined approach to reinvesting so that we can get better outcomes, because that's really the end game.
What are the odds, Lizzie? What are the odds that they get those outcomes?
I think they are probably going to get them, but it's not going to be an easy process. One of the things that the mayor of Toa Baja told me, and I've seen this again and again, is nobody trusts anybody right now. And there are a lot of extremely difficult conversations that are happening. And it's really hard to do that when you have a massive trust deficit.
Yeah, I bet. So listen, really quickly, I heard you on the morning show with David Brancaccio this morning talking about your interview with Governor Ricardo Rossello. What does he have to say about, I don't know, like the next 6, 8, 10 months on that island?
I think he wants to do something that I've heard from several people in power, which is sort of reinventing Puerto Rico. More than one person has used the New Orleans post-Katrina analogy with me. And that's a complicated analogy. One thing that is still hanging over this is we don't know exactly what the bankruptcy judge who is overseeing the island's bankruptcy is going to say about this. And the oversight board, which looks at Puerto Rico's financial statements. And in that respect, it's really hard to say who's in charge. Governor Rossello can say he wants a lot of things, but if the oversight board says, we don't like this plan, then tough.
Right. Lizzie O'Leary, the host of our weekend show on the ground in Toa Baja, Puerto Rico, for us. More reporting this weekend on the show, or are you going to wait and do it next weekend?
Next weekend.
Next weekend. All right. Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks, Kai.